Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line.
Top of the morning. It's Sister Sabrina. Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless everyone on the call.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Wednesday to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday to you. God's got our back all the time. Amen. Good to hear your sound.
Good.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Grateful Dead Reverend. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, Grateful Deborah Evans.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line.
Good morning. It's Beloved Barb. Happy Wednesday to everyone. God bless.
Good morning, Beloved Barb. Happy Wednesday to you as well.
Good morning, it's Brother Michael. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Brother Michael. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, it's D2.
Good morning, D2. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line.
Good morning. This is Christina. I'm new.
Good morning, Christina. You said Christina?
Yes.
Oh, happy Wednesday and welcome to Declare Victory. Who invited you?
I'm Lavonda.
Oh, wonderful. So glad to have you on the call, and I hope you continue to call in.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Yvette Arquette.
Good morning, Yvette Arquette. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us? Good morning. Thank you for calling. Who's on the line?
Good morning. It is Tashina.
Good morning, Tashina. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yes, happy Wednesday to you, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Valuable.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Michelle.
Happy Wednesday. Good morning, Declare Victory.
Good
Have a
Lord.
Great day, everybody.
Thank you. You do the same. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin the hosting?
Good morning, Valuable. This is Joyful. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Joyful, and happy Wednesday to you as well. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute, and we'll begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valicita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during the month of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each declarer will focus on the importance of expecting and how to properly respond to a suddenly move of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. There are two announcements today. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you maybe believe in the Lord for. If you'd like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when we'll call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Second, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to put God first in the area of your finances. Our mission at Declare Victory is to offer sound declarations based on biblical truths, along with prayer during the week and outreach participation to serve our communities in need. Will you partner with Declare Victory by giving to support our mission? There are three ways to give. You can give at declarevictory.org or through PayPal at paypal.me/declarevictory or through Cash App at $iDeclareVictoryNow. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. There are no new prayer requests. The order of the call is as follows. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Tanya. Declaration will be brought by Dion. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I'll repeat the order. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Tanya. Declaration by Dion. And then closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today is from Mark chapter 9, verse 8. Suddenly, looking around, they saw no one with them anymore, except Jesus only. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His holy word. At this time, we ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to Tanya. Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah, God, we are expecting this morning. We come to you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We come with a heart of expectation because you are a covenant-keeping God. Your word does not return back to you void. You already declared and decreed that this day would go in accordance with your plan and your purpose for it. So as we come to you, as we come knowing that this day is a gift and the present moment that we should take full advantage of, we come knowing that our times are in your hands. And we come knowing that, Holy Spirit, you are the paraclete, you are the helper, the guide, you are the counselor, you are the one that will help us to make sure that our movements are synchronized and syncopated with the divine plan and purpose according to our kingdom mandate here on the earth. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for even the grace and the protection that you kept us through over the night with, the fact that you woke us up in our right minds, the fact that you allowed for no hurt, harm, and danger to come nigh our dwelling, that you allowed us to already claim and receive the healing that is the children's bread. We thank you right now for the purpose that you already have within us. When you formed us in our mother's womb, you decreed and declared we were fearfully and wonderfully made. You declared and you declared that we are good. So right now we ask that you allow the love of Christ to illuminate within us. We ask that you would allow for us to have the same anointing you gave Issachar and his sons to discern times and seasons that we are in. We ask that you would allow us to stay obedient and consistent, knowing that obedience is far greater than any sacrifice. As we rise early in the morning, as we command our days, let this dawning of this new day come with a boldness that you gave the early church, that we will go forth and proclaim your goodness and your mercy to anyone we come in contact with. Father, we ask that we lift up those who are unable to pray for themselves this morning, the sick and the shut-in. We pray for their healing now, that they would know you as Jehovah Rapha. For Jesus, by the stripes you bore on the cross, we know they are already healed and made whole. We thank you that you already prayed for us, Jesus. You prayed that we would be protected from the enemy and the evil one. We ask, Lord, as you always hear our prayers, that you hear our prayers for the ones that unfortunately don't know how to pray to you. Those that are despondent, those that are going through a mental breakdown, those that are crying and their tears are their prayers before you. We pray for those that are brokenhearted, for you came to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds. We pray for our children. We pray for the future generation. We come against any plans of genocide, not only to the children here in America, but those on other parts of the world. We pray for the children in Ukraine. We pray for the children in Gaza and in Israel. We pray for the children that are in Haiti as they're going through civil unrest. We pray for the children in Africa and Europe. We pray, God, that as you rise up the future leaders, the future innovators, the future apostles and teachers and preachers and pastors and evangelists and prophets that come from the next generation, that you allow us to be the light and example of how they should live a godly life and a quiet and peaceable lifestyle. Allow us to pour life into them and speak life and not death, knowing that life and death comes from the power of the tongue. Let us only proclaim those things which you have declared about them as we pour into them that which we may not have even had poured into us. God, I ask you, increase our capacity. Increase our capacity for grace for others and allow us to see them in the lens that you see them. Increase our capacity to yield to your will and to love those who are unlovable. Increase our capacity to parent well, to mentor well, to live well. I we pray for those that are unhoused this morning, those who may have woken up without socks on their feet, without a home over their head. For you said the poor would always be among us, and that if we have a jacket and our neighbor is needy, to give him the clothes off our back. God, I ask that you would allow us as part of our kingdom purpose here on the earth to easily give what you have given unto us. For you said, give and it shall be given. For what a man sows, he shall reap. But God, if we are asking for more of you, if we are asking for more of what you already have for us in heaven, the good gifts that you have stored up for your children, if we're asking for more time, more money, more resources, I know that you already said that you love a cheerful giver. So let us give cheerfully what you have given us, whether we give time today and push back our plates, whether we decide to sow a seed of obedience to a ministry or to a person in need, whether we decide to give our talents. God, I ask that we would have the posture of our heart to give it willingly, And Lord, right now we repent. We repent for anything that does not please you. For you said, who can ascend unto your holy hill? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Jesus, the blood that you shed on Calvary washed away every sin. And God, you declared that you remember them no more. So I thank you right now that we have no condemnation about any of our transgressions, but we have a liberty and a freedom that comes from your Spirit. So thank you. We thank you right now. That you will have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and according to the multitudes of your tender mercies. We thank you for washing us with the blood of Jesus that makes us whiter than snow. So we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Allow the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in thy sight. For you, our Lord, are our strength and our redeemer. You are our strong tower. You are our rescuer. And as we come boldly before your throne of grace during our time of need, we already come with a confidence of knowing that if we ask anything of you, if we ask it according to your will, according to your thoughts that you have for us, thoughts that you have which are good and not evil, with a future and a hope and an expected end, that we already possess that which we ask. So we declare from a place of victory as we take our phones off of mute. We declare that it is so. We declare that it is yes and it is amen. We declare that it is finished and it is already done. And so as we already know, God, that you have already said, so we give you a joyful noise of thanksgiving.
Hallelujah, God. We bless you.
Bless you.
We bless you, Lord God. We exalt
you. We already thank
you, Hallelujah.
And I proclaimed them, and suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. So before we called, you already answered, and while we are yet speaking, you hear us. Thank you for them coming to pass now.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive a word from you. God, we ask that our hearts would be good ground, so that the seed that shall come, the seeds of righteousness and love and hope, let these seeds be planted on a ground that will yield 100-fold. As we come together in order to be sent out into the marketplace, let iron sharpen iron. Let us be girded with the belt of truth and the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. As we put on the gospel of peace sandals and we carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and our shield of faith, which protects us on all sides, we ask God. We ask God for even the more grace to get through just this day. I ask that you would allow Dion's tongue to be the pen of a ready writer, and you are that author. May she decrease as Holy Spirit, you increase. Let her sound, which is a roar, be covered in your grace and your Holy Ghost fire. We bind every demonic entity that might try to plan, that might plan to frustrate or distract us from hearing this message from you. Let technology work in our will and for our way. And right now, God, I close this prayer. I do so knowing that you are not a respecter of persons. Your word does not return back to you void. You said in Numbers 14:28, surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do the very things that I heard you say. So we thank you that the entrance of your word will bring light and understanding to the simple. We thank you that we will receive more of you, more revelation of who you are today. We seal these prayers, the blood, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. As I pass the call.
Well, good morning, God morning, great morning. And right before we complete our corporate prayer and praise, I hope you got my text, Shell. I want us to do something really quick, and I promise I'll make it make sense in just a moment. Can we take our phones off mute one more time? I need a whole war cry this morning. I need a whole sound before I begin. So if you guys could give me just about, I'm going to say 60 seconds. Just give me one full minute. And let me give some instructions before we go into it. I want you to ask God very specifically for the things that you know, not only you need, but I want you to ask God to show you the things that your family needs. I want you to be very specific, not general, but very specific in your requests. The Bible says to make your requests known unto God. And I want that first thing that came up in your heart, that's the burden of the Lord for you as an intercessor this morning. So if you will, if you would oblige me really quickly, if we'll just begin to lift our sound this morning, and not from just that average place, I just rolled over and picked up my phone, not from that basic place of, you know, I mean, everything's just fine, not from that, oh, God, thank you for waking me up this morning, not from there. I'm talking about the place of desperation. I'm talking about the place where, you know, if you don't pray, something's going to be tragic. Something's not going to be okay. I mean, that type of prayer. I'm talking about like that vicious one, the one that makes you lose sleep at night. I'm talking about the thing that frustrates you on a day-to-day basis. So can we do that really quick? And I'll begin us. So, Father, and you guys can join me right this second with your phones off mute. Father, we bless you this morning. God, I pray this morning for my siblings. I'm going to
Give you glory this morning. We thank you in advance, God, that you're doing a new thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have ears to hear and eyes to see, but more importantly, God, that we comprehend, hallelujah, and we perceive the day and the hour. God, give us the courage to stand in this season. Give us a mind to trust you with everything that we are, with all that we do, but more importantly, God, help us to be obedient to every single thing that you've called us to. Help us to give an answer for all that we are responsible for so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Help us, Lord God, to let our lives be beacons of light, that men would be lifted and drawn unto you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus. We declare it, we decree it. Amen, amen, and amen. God be the glory for the things that he has done to God. Hallelujah. Be the glory for the things that he has done. And finally, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and happy Wednesday to each of you. I pray that this morning finds each of you well. I pray that you are not just in your right mind, but that you're in your made up mind this morning, that you got up having made a decision that not only is all well, but I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify. Hallelujah. The Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. I pray that you got an absolutely yes down on the inside of you this morning. Y'all know it's Wednesday. It's Wait While You Wait Wednesday, and I'm grateful, grateful, thankful, appreciative this morning simply for breath of life and another opportunity to get this thing called life right. I pray that you feel the exact same. It is our fasting day. It's the day that we have set aside to push our plates back until 5 p.m. We begin at 5 and we end at 5. And hopefully it's catching on. Hopefully you're getting it. Hopefully you understand that this season is going to require a different level of supernatural strength. Our regular strength won't be able to hang in this last day and this last time. Our natural strength won't be able to fortify us for the things that are to come. So I pray that you are building yourself up in the most holy of faith. That simply means using your language if you have one and asking God to show you the breach in your faith wherein you do not. Not saying that it's mandatory, but it's pretty important right up and through here. Thank you, Valuable. Thank you, Christina. And thank you to each of you that have lended your sound to this morning's corporate prayer and praise. I pray that whatever the Lord placed on your heart to pray for during our second round of corporate prayer becomes the burden of your heart for the day, that you would understand and know that our loved ones, our friends, our family, they're all depending on us being constant in prayer, and how important it is. We're still talking about suddenly. We're still talking about those quick shifts, those fast turns, those swift alterations in our lives as we move forward. And prayerfully it is sinking in that suddenlies are in your immediate future. I'm not talking about what I think. I'm talking about really kind of what I know. If I don't know anything else, I absolutely know that suddenlies are bound to happen. Suddenlies are bound to happen. And so I thank God for Raven, who shared on Monday, for Minister Geraldine sharing on yesterday, and I today will follow up. If you're just jumping on, do me a favor really quickly. Look down at your phone. Ensure that you are muted. Make sure you're muted. We just want to protect the continuity of the call. Amen. So, you know, this has been probably, I won't even say probably, it's been one of the most unique times in my life. I've had a host of discomfort throughout my little half a century. I've had a bit of disappointment. I've experienced a large array of frustration, and I've felt so many different things throughout the course of my life. But can I tell you guys something? It's going to sound really, really peculiar. It's been beautifully painful. You talk about beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. I mean, I have probably since a young girl had to learn how to grieve the idea of things. And we're still talking about suddenly. I promise I'll make it all make sense. But one of the things that I'm extremely appreciative of is the fact that God made me aware of who he was as a child. I understood that something greater than me was governing not just my life, but everything. From a young girl, I could sense the Godhead. From a little kid, I understood I had something, someone, somehow I had to give an answer. I had to have a perspective. I had to have an understanding of everything going on around me, because I could sense that there were certain things that I just needed to know. One of the things that'll happen along your journey, the closer you get to Christ, the more you identify who you are, the closer you move in to consistency with him and ever being cognizant of his presence, the more you identify that you can't live without it. The more you press in, the more he pulls out. The more you press in, the more he pours in. The more you press in, the more he elevates how you see even yourself. And not for self-aggrandizement, for lack of better words, but for a self-awareness of what your roles and responsibilities are in the earth. It is a gift to be able to hear him, to sense him, to feel him, to know him. It is life-altering when you submit to him on a level that sometimes you don't even understand, to the degree that perhaps you don't even recognize some of your thoughts, some of your understanding, some of your interpretations of what somebody else would normally take as negative or unfavorable. It's pretty dope when you get to a place where even recognition of pain is par for the course. There's a certain level of discomfort that does a different type of shifting, not just shifting in you, but shifting in everything that you're connected to. If you start to pay attention to your surroundings, if everyone makes you comfortable, if everyone is pretty much, as my friend Valerie would say, going along to get along, if everyone is unconsciously living beneath their privilege, beneath the kingdom status quo, there's a lull that begins to happen, and unbeknownst to you, you start to fall asleep spiritually. You start to fall asleep emotionally. You start to fall asleep with regard to accountability. But there's something about surrounding yourself with people who have an expectation that you live above, people that have an expectation that you'd answer God's call, people that anticipate that you recognize the mantles and the mandates on your life and do any and everything to partner with you with that idea, with agreement in mind. We're still talking about suddenly. If you were to do a survey of your life right now and begin to ask yourself some questions, are the people that I've surrounded myself allowing me to live beneath who God said I was? I need to probably do a little bit of an inventory and kind of a self-assessment and see if it is that I have agreed to live at lower rungs and lower levels. as I do a canvas of the circle of friends that I have, which is a very different thing than people that I come in contact with to do ministry. As I look at the people that I rely on to tell me, no, you didn't say that right. No, you didn't do that right. Or the people I know I can absolutely depend on to not just whisper a prayer for me, but fight for me on the threshing floor. The ones that will go to the gate and ask God about things intimately, about who I am and what I'm created to do and why I'm created to do it, and ask God to give them strategy to pray for me. See, those are the people I call my friends. I trust them with broken pieces and hurting places because I understand that it won't be utilized against me at a later hour, but they know how to go before the throne of God and to hurl with me the things I can't cast myself. They know what I look like early in the morning before I ever brush my teeth or wash my face. My friends, those people that love me when I'm right and love me when I'm wrong, but will correct me nonetheless. Talking about the people that know my secrets. I'm not talking about the people that and not that the people that don't get up close don't pray for me like that. But let me tell you what I know about my friends. My friends are always prepared for my suddenlies because they've watched my life and how that God arrests everything connected to me so quickly. And not to make this at all about me, I'm painting a picture because I need you to know that you need those kind. You need the kind that know how to fight, honey. I'm just going to say it like it is, because at the end of the day, and I'm not talking about fight in the, you know, I'm not going to turn nobody's tables over. I don't do that anymore. I turn them over in the spirit. I don't fight and I don't argue. I'm not fussing with nobody, but I have a collective that will literally pace the floor and pray for me and mine. I have some folks around me by the grace of God. I'm so grateful even to have this community that I know intercedes for me. We're still talking about suddenly. Last week I shared so excitedly about my baby sister and how our relationship had been estranged for many, many years, and I never really understood the why of the matter, but regardless, losing people has a tendency to remind people of who they are, who is important, what is important, and it starts to prioritize and shift relationships. And I'm grateful that it shifted our relationship one to another. As my sister is upstairs in my bed, as we prepare to travel to Florida tonight, in hopes that my prayer is that she would have an encounter with Jesus that revolutionizes her life, not changes how she does things right now today, but something happens in our hearts. See, because what happens in our hearts suddenly, God begins to change over time through the process. I pray that she has a suddenly moment, and some things happened over the week that had the potential of jeopardizing even her being able to go on the trip, and so I began to fight. So I'm grateful that prayer changes things. Prayer rearranges and reestablishes things. Prayer for things that are intended, God always answers, and he does it suddenly. So this morning, as I go into the structural teaching based on biblical rule and law, I want you to start to gather your mind and fix your heart on the things that you know that not only you need to petition God for, but even the things that you are unaware of, that he would begin to enlighten the eyes of your heart, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, and you'd begin to seek after God, that your hunger and your thirst be elevated to a degree that you're uncomfortable when you don't have a few moments of devotion in and of itself. Or when God beckons you or summons you to pray, that you don't say, oh, I'll do it later, but that you follow the unction in an effort to start to tenderize and sensitize your heart to the nudging of the Holy Spirit, because it happens. That you would begin to be made aware of his presence like never before, so that nations can be saved because you have an ear to hear. I promise you, you are not irrelevant. Now, I'm not going to be before you long this morning, but I want to give you some context and some structure with this text. The book of Acts is indicative of reminding us that Jesus had declared in advance that he had to leave. He had to leave because another was coming, right? He had to leave because if he didn't leave, Holy Spirit, which is God himself, the breath of life, lives down on the inside of us, governs us, and gives us the power to live in this earth, the power to overcome, the power to subdue, the power to be deliverers in the last days, the power to have strategies, the power to get wealth and to establish some things so that when necessary, we become the resource to those in need. That's my prayer. My prayer for everybody under the sound of my voice is that you be so awake that you become the bank, that you become the business that has open positions, that you become the mastermind of building whatever it is that God has called you to build. But let's go to the word real quick. We're going to go to Acts, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to read several verses, but I promise it'll all make sense when it's all done. Now, here's the thing. I told you guys last week that if the enemy is not concerned when you get up, you're not a threat. I still say that this Wednesday. if the enemy is unconcerned about you, if he doesn't know your name, and not that our focus should be the enemy, that don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that we ought to penetrate the spirit world. We ought to penetrate the spirit realm with our prayers. We ought to penetrate the spirit world with our understanding of our identity in Christ as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so here, Peter, who of course we talk about very frequently, Peter had been arrested for the first time, right? And so, you know, what's crazy is I don't know that I realized that they were two separate instances. I think, you know, you sit up and I've read it before. It's not like I've not read it. But for some reason, I had kind of meshed the two together, which is kind of easy to do. The Bible has so many specific stories. But this one, King Herod, he was trying to make power plays. He was trying to make power moves. And the church was already heavily under scrutiny. Jesus had, you know, of course, died. Holy Spirit had come. But in this particular passage, he was arrested. And this is right before Passover week. And technically, Passover week is round about April 20th through like April 27th, something like that, 22nd through something. I'm not positive, but it says all that time Peter was under heavy guard in the jailhouse. However, the church prayed for him most strenuously. And I'm sorry, I'm reading in the Message version. I wanted to read like a story. And so then the time came for Herod to bring him out for the kill. That night, even though shackled to two soldiers, one on either side, listen, check this out. Peter slept like a baby. He was not tripping. And there were guards at the door keeping their eyes on the place. Herod was taking no chances. Suddenly, there was an angel at his side and light flooding the room. And the angel shook Peter and got him up, hurry. The handcuffs fell off of his wrists, and the angel said, get dressed, put on your shoes. And Peter did. And then grab your coat and let's get out of here. And Peter followed him, but didn't believe it was really an angel. And it says he thought that he was dreaming. So in the King James Version, he said, I don't know if I was dreaming. I don't know if it was a vision. I'm not positive what it was. And I know we've heard this passage before, but I want to point a few things out. And passed the first guard and then the second, and they came to an iron gate that led into the city, and it swung open before them on its own. And they were out on the street, free as the breeze. And at the first intersection, the angel left him going his own way. And that's when Peter realized it was not a dream. I can't believe it. This really happened. The master sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's vicious little production and the spectacle the Jews mob was looking forward to. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Isn't it amazing how people will spectate with a whole assumption, create whole stories and narratives in their mind. That was something me and Demaria used to do, honey. We would sit and people watch and we'll both give our opinions of what we thought they were and who they thought they were. Well, the reality is it really wasn't an opinion. He was my son, so his discernment was very similar to mine. All three of my children are sensitive in that way. But isn't it amazing how a lot of times, because we are so confounded to by the reality that there is a supernatural world, but we don't necessarily have the courage to venture into it because we don't necessarily know what that entails. We don't necessarily know what that outcome would be. Let me tell you something. This is a season right up and through here, and I'm going to say this prophetically, where you will begin to sense even the presence, and I'm not making this about angels. I'm just telling you what I know because it keeps happening to me. When it happens for me, that means it'll happen for you, where I'm running into angelic presences and I'm sensing supernatural movement and supernatural power in specific moments because I'm sensitive right now. I'm at a heightened sense of alert, if that makes sense. It's kind of like when the government has us on red, or sometimes they'll have us on gold. Can I tell you something spiritually? You should be at a heightened sense of awareness. You should be able to sense the presence of the Holy Spirit very differently right up and through here, because there's some navigating that's happening in the spirit world, and you're going to need to know which gate the doors will swing open to. See, Peter, he was devoted. His yes was certain. He was absolutely, in that moment, he was absolutely lucid about what was going on. He knew that his life was set apart. He understood that he had some deep, dark work to do. He understood that there were some things that he was created to do that perhaps he did not plan for, but I thank God for the suddenlies. And I thank God for the awareness of the possibility of a suddenly, that if in fact I was entertained by an angel and they told me, don't go that way, go that way, and down there you're going to see X, Y, Z. See, you got to be open to it in order to experience it. I'm not trying to make this spooky. I'm just telling you what it is. Because not only does it happen, it's supposed to, right? If we can see it in the Word of God, we ought to be able to see it in the earth. Through our lives, our goal is to bring heaven to earth, right? Our goal is to have the same experience in earth as it is in heaven, right? And so after they did all the passing of the guards and Peter came to himself and he realized that he was not tripping. Sometimes I have to pinch myself, y'all, because I be thinking to myself, is this real? First of all, did this just happen? Oh, man, I was completely emotionally unprepared for that. But I thank God for the suddenly moments. I thank God for the moments that I recognize that because my life is set apart, there are certain things that I have to be consistently aware of. Let me go to 12. And it says, still shaking his head, amazed, he went to Mary's house. And Mary, who was John Mark's mother, the house was packed. Listen. The house was packed with praying friends. When he knocked on the door to the courtyard, a young woman named Rhoda came to see who it was. But when she recognized his voice, do you have some friends? Like, for real, y'all know how we get on this call, and I could tell you who's who and what's what because I recognize their voice. We've been praying together for years. When she recognized his voice, she was so excited and eager to tell everyone that Peter was there that she forgot to open the door and left him standing in the streets. Honey, she was so shook. She was spooked. I guarantee you she wasn't just excited. She was borderline terrified because she knew that there was a plan to kill him. She understood that Herod had already given orders, and if you know anything about the old customs and traditions of that time, if there was a mandate for you to be hanged or for you to be murdered, could your head cut off? Listen, they did that thing so quick. And I'm sure that just like now in modern day, you heard about so-and-so, you heard about such-and-such, the chitter-chatter had probably already hit the streets. You know, are they about to kill Peter? Well, what they going to kill him for? They going to kill him because he keep on talking about this cotton picking Jesus, right? And so here it is that Rhoda is spooked because she knows his voice without a shadow of a doubt. And she's thinking to herself, this must be some type of ghost. If you read it in the NIV, I mean, in the King James Version, it reads a little bit different right up in here. But then it says, she left him standing in the streets, but they wouldn't believe her, right? They had already concluded that it was a wrap for Peter, that Peter was done for, that everything about what Rhoda was declaring could not possibly, even though they was his friends, and they were all in one location praying for him simultaneously, that God would do something supernatural. Isn't that just like us? I mean, we'd be praying, but we don't be believing it, though. We be lying. We don't believe that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, and be above and beyond all we could think, hope for, imagine. We don't really be looking for that kind of outcome. If we just keep it 100, I mean, if you just be honest with yourself right this second, do you believe it? You know what I mean. Like, do you believe it for real? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't believe that God will send an angel to rescue us. That sounds like some kind of fairy tale storybook stuff. You know, the Bible was rewritten 37 times. I mean, you know, I believe some of it, but I don't believe all of it. You know them some of them arguments you have in your head for halfway living right, for halfway living holy, for halfway being consecrated and set apart. You know you give yourself permission to make excuses for why you don't do anything extra or anything excess, right? So it says that they wouldn't believe her, dismissing her and dismissing her report. And then guess what, y'all? After a while, I'm familiar with this part. They got the call on her, Cray, you tripping, you crazy. They said, but she stuck by her story, insisting. They still wouldn't believe her and said, it must be his angel. So even though they were in the house praying for him to be free, praying for him to be set free and delivered, praying for him to be released from the prison cell, they had already assumed he was dead. So I guess their prayer shifted from praying for him to praying, well, God bless the family that lost a loved one. You know how we do. People don't even be gone yet, and you start praying for the Lord, heal their heart. Oh, that's so sad. Right? So here it is. All the time, poor Peter just standing outside in the street, just knocking away. Finally, they opened up the door and they saw him and they lost their minds. They was like, oh my God, right? And Peter put his hands up and was like, hey, calm down, relax. And he described how the master had gotten him out of jail. And then he said, tell James and my brother what happened. And he left them and went off to another place, right? But here's the thing. This is what I'm praying for. I'm praying for us to have the kind of supernatural experiences. Well, they've been calling me this, but I don't care, honey. I'm praying that your supernatural experiences exceed your expectation and increase your faith. I'm praying that you will experience the type of, I'm prophesying, I ain't even praying it this morning, I'm declaring and decreeing that you'll have supernatural experiences that open the eyes of your understanding to the spiritual realm which we live in. We are spirit and then we are body, but that God will begin to open your eyes so that you see some of the things that are actually transpiring in the spirit, so that you know that not only is God operating for you, but there are some subtly encounters that you're going to have that have the power to change not just the trajectory of your life, but of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, that nations would be shifted because you are aware that there are gates and there's some movement going on behind the scenes that you may not be aware of. But I pray that you would suddenly become aware of the fact that you are spirit, and that words are spirit and they are life. I pray that you would begin to understand that God has some things he wants to get, not just in your hands, but in your house. He has some things that he wants to develop and cultivate in and through you. And if you are alert and aware, if you are intentionally pressing into his presence, it will happen so fast. It will begin to blow your mind. There are some doors that angels are waiting. They are crouching at attention, waiting for you to command some things. The word is spirit and it is life, that you would begin to say, God, give me an opportunity to experience some suddenlies, some suddenly my trajectory of my life changed, some suddenly my finances changed, suddenly my mindset starts to change, suddenly my heart starts to heal, suddenly my health starts to be restored. That you would begin to listen intently to the voice of God as he pushes us into this place of preparation prior to the shift and the panic that will set in the world, because they don't have a spiritual relationship. They rely on intelligence, intellect, and artificial intelligence. I'm so grateful that I don't have to deal with preservatives and additives, that I have the 100 foolproof Jesus, the sovereign God, the great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one that gives revelation and understanding, the one that opens up our heart and opens up the eyes of our understanding that we'd be able to receive, the God that gives us capacity, the one that went before Jabez and heard his prayer in spite of his name, the one that gave Noah instructions how to build a thing when nothing existed around him that looked like what he experienced. I'm praying that suddenly God would give you witty ideas and inventions to get wealth. I'm praying that you would begin to align your life with the idea of preparation for the season to come in mind, because it's necessary. Talking about suddenly, like suddenly you realize that your life is not just about going to work and coming home, that suddenly you'd understand that your marriage is not just about a house and a car, but it's about kingdom bidding business, that suddenly you'd recognize that you're not sick because it runs in your family. You're sick because you've not gone to the gate and commanded it to obey. I'm talking about the suddenlies that begin to change how you do business. Right? Peter knew who he was. But the fact that he was sleeping soundly meant that he knew the answer was already in the problem. Sometimes you got to know that the answer is in the problem. The problem is not just a problem. It is part of the process. And all we can ever do is trust and or respect it. Right? Sometimes you may not have done it that way. I had some major plans, honey. I had some plans, and suddenly all my plans got interrupted, and everything in my whole life shifted again. Right? You got to be ready for those moments where you had something in mind, but God had a perfect plan, and it superseded your little agenda. I'll be having little agendas sometimes, y'all, with my own life, in my own mind, because it would be more comfortable right? How on earth did Peter, with heavy guard, not just standard guard, and you got to go read it in the King James when you get the courage to, because you got to filter through all the to there, for there, of, but I like to read it in the message because I know that there are so many different levels on the call. But you got to get to a place where, listen, not only are you prepared to shift on a dime, right? Even though it right up and through here, everything is about decisions. The wrong one right up and through here could cost you seasons, right? You got to be anticipating suddenly shifts. I guarantee you this, if that suddenly shift make you, I'm going to say it just like this, hella uncomfortable, that's probably the one you're supposed to lean into. Not just uncomfortable. I'm talking about that kind of uncomfortable to make your eyebrows bunchy. I'm talking about the kind of uncomfortable to make you hit the top of the table. I'm talking about real uncomfortable. Like, seriously. And I'm saying that because there are some suddenly moments that God has already predestined you for. And they will make the difference between you being propelled into purpose or you repeating a system or a cycle. And you got to have some type of revelation of, number one, who God is first, who you are second, and what you're created to do third. Because sometimes the shifts that God sends don't feel good, but they push you into purpose. Sometimes the suddenly God allows is the very thing that is going to rearrange how your life shows up in the spirit. I'm not talking about the people and spectators. I'm talking about in the spirit, right? There are certain levels of authority that you get to by certain steps and certain measures, and your ranking changes with the level of obedience you are willing to submit to. Right? And that's a whole class. That's a whole course. Your authority is contingent upon your level of consecration and your level of obedience. That means a level of holiness. Yeah. That means you can't do everything that you want to do. You can't do everything that the world do. It means living in the spirit. Right? They who walk by the flesh. Right? You got to learn how to walk by the spirit. That's when suddenly start to shift everything, like doors start to open that don't even make no sense, like money start to come that otherwise would not have, when your suddenlies become concrete, right? And when you sense the suddenlies and you have the wherewithal to lean into them as opposed to run from them. That don't look like what I had in mind. Listen, can I tell y'all something? That what you had in mind stuff will play you if you let it. So my prayer is that there would be some supernatural suddenlies that happen so fast your head spin, that you begin to walk into purpose and promise like never before, that this next quarter that's coming, you'll begin to notice a complete alteration in the trajectory of your life, that God would be glorified in it. Listen, I pray that I said something that was borderline helpful, at least. I pray that you at least have an expectation of some suddenly moments in an effort to start moving into the direction of the things that God is calling you to in this season. But more importantly, I pray that you know how desperately God loves you and that he'll do any and everything to get you to the place of purpose and to promise. Amen. With that being said, here is the time that we have set aside. Hold on real quick before I do that. Mother Leomia and Mia, happy birthday to both of you guys. I hope I didn't miss anybody. I have not been on social media, so if you thought I was ignoring you, I want you to know I just had to log on for something, and I noticed that Mia had a birthday and Mother Leomia had a birthday. So I wanted to tell you happy birthday, and I love the both of you. I hope your days were perfect. And if there was somebody else that maybe I missed, Shell, if you know about it, or Dee Dee, if you know about it, let me know so I can wish them a happy birthday. But otherwise, It's the time we have set aside for fasting and, for hosting and greeting the second time. We always begin with men as we honor men around this joint. Men are necessary. I wouldn't want to live in a world without men, honey. I don't know how somebody could make an alternative choice, honey, because I just love the smell of a man. That's just me. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. So if there are any men on the call, good morning, God morning. I honor you this morning. If you want to say good morning, please do so. Any men, any fellas want to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning.
Any of our other men want to say good morning?
Yo, yo. What's up, little sis?
Yo, yo. Hey, Brother E, good morning. Love you. Man, anybody else? All right, any other men going once? Going twice. All right, this is also the time that we have set aside for anyone that you may not be new to the call. You may never have said anything. You may never have announced yourself. This may be your first time calling. We want to give you an opportunity before we go into the general greeting of all call. Any new callers or first time speakers? Amen. All right, y'all. Ali, Ali, Oxen Free. Good morning, family.
Good morning. This is Swanita.
Hey, Swanita. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Leomia. Thank
good
you.
Good morning, birthday girl.
Good morning. And Dion, can I just thank everyone, declare victory, you and everyone else, for all your birthday wishes and your gifts and calls. Hey. I do appreciate it.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
God,
ma'am.
My month. I celebrate the whole month.
You know, your birthday and my grandmother's birthday is the same, so I'll never forget it. Yesterday would have been my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, bless her heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I do thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And everybody have a blessed day.
You too. Anybody else? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is Rebecca.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Happy birthday, Miss D.
Also, that was my sister Moxie and Mrs. Cat. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mox. Good
morning,
Cat. Morning, morning.
Good morning, it's Jubilant.
Hey, Ju, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ girl. Hey. Good morning, and happy birthday, Sadie, sweet Sadie. Oh, that's my favorite song.
Amen. Anybody else? And let's just do this real quick, you guys, because I don't have a whole heap of time as I got to prepare for this flight. Let's go straight into love, life, and victory. Let's do that.
Good morning, Deanna. It's me, Mary.
Hey, me, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, Deanna. This is Trina. I love you.
Hey, Trina. I love you, too. Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
Pastor Dion.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
Good morning, Pastor Dion.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Yeah, I just jump right in and tell you good share. I want to thump you on your neck. I'm going to try to be lying. They do. I'm going to pray for you, and then we be waiting for that prayer. I have learned. I have learned not to be saying that to
Right, right. I have learned not to tell somebody I'm gonna pray for them because we easily forget. It's not intentional, but the just right then and there is the time. Even if it's not a long prayer, you know, just Lord bless them. Lord, you know what they need. I realize that, you know, suddenly you never know how powerful just the word of coming into the power of agreement with. The power of agreement with someone on what they're requesting, how important that suddenly can be just for you opening up your mouth on their behalf because they just open up their mouth for their need. So Grace Share, love you, storyteller. Love you, love you. Great sound today.
Amen. God bless.
Hey, good morning. I said, let me just go ahead and jump in now. Hey, she's in it easy. But so let me say something about you. You play girl. Jesus. I said, why she gonna come through? You knew the assignment though, and that's what they I love about you. You gonna do what you were sent to do, sis. You gonna come through this deep thing like that. I said it kicked me in my ass like that. And then turn around. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting here with my eyes open like Jesus, okay, but I love you because you also, you know, you brought it home. Well, let me know. No, hold on. It's about your greater expectations, Mona. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? You know, you're like, for us, for my healing, you know, what are you doing? You got, it's about that unbelief. Get rid of it. Don't sit in that junk. What are you doing? It was just so much that was screaming at me. Like, Jesus. But I just love you. I just love that you don't just stand and you speak what he tells you to speak regardless. Like, you know, get us together because it's real. Like, especially you talking about stop lying. Girl, I was like, you know what? Don't do this. Why'd you do me like this right now? But Jesus, it was just like a real thing, though. It wasn't even about, you know, no joking. It was like, you know, this is real, Moxie. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been feeling for a while like a heaviness of like, you know, trying to get me not to pray or to make me feel like what I'm praying is just, you know, really, that was nothing. You know, or something like the old things, you know, which is a lie. And I know that's my weapon. So it was just like, you kicked me right in my ass on my butt again. Like, oh, what you doing? Get back in the, what you doing? You know this, you know? So I just had to speak on that right there. It was so much more you said, but that was the most thing. If anybody did, you know, getting shook or whatever word, whatever, you know, mine was a kick. But, you know, whatever in the wake up, like, wake up. Wake up, you know, have better, greater expectations of who he is. He's God, and he's for us. I was just like, wow. And he tell us these things. I was just like, God, I love it. I love it. But I don't want to take over, sis. But God, thank you. I'm woke. You woke me up. I'm up. I'm woke.
Listen, don't sleep. It ain't no game, y'all. Like, right. For real. If we don't expect nothing, we don't experience anything. You will only experience what you have the capacity to expect. I expect to encounter angels. Yes. Like, for real, I expect to hear his voice. I expect to get some direction. I expect for him to tell me I'm wrong. I expect to be corrected, all of that. It is relevant and believe it though.
That's the part. Mm-hmm. Like when you pray it, no, you gotta believe it. Believe it, Mona Boxy. Come on, you gotta believe the angels is coming. Yes, he's sending them. Yep, he. You know what I'm saying? Go do it. You know, it's like that part that be blocking. You know what I'm saying? No, have great expectation that it's going to be done. It shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted again. Go ahead, sis.
You don't gotta be sorry. You good? It's fine.
Hey, Dion.
Hey.
It's glorious. Hey. I love you. I love the declaration. I love the fact that God has connected me to a place in the kingdom where the expectation for greater is there. The expectation. And you said, and you say it all the time, and I guess maybe I'm really beginning to pay close attention to it now. That the same anointing and placement that's going on in your life, because we're connected, declare victory ain't the place just to come hang out if you don't want change. You're either going to change or you're going to get
get kicked up in your butt, beside your head, and all of that. And why make it hard on yourself? So I appreciate you. God bless you, sis. Travel well. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Thank you for sharing. And it's the truth. I mean, like, for real, God has a plan. It ain't just for me. You know, with all of the different things that God is doing and has done in my life, the painful things as well, God allows us to experience watching other people go through things so that you know how to go through them. For real. Learn how to go through, to get to. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The thing, the scripture that keeps coming to my mind is the one where it talks about the anointing being like the anointing flowing down Aaron's beard, down, mm-hmm. down. And so it the anointing flow is flowing down and around and on all of us. So I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. It's real stuff. It's real stuff. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, Dion. This is Joyful.
Hey, Joyful.
But you know that because you know this voice. That's one of my favorites. And, you know, I just love how, and I pray as you did, that we're challenged, that we would accept the challenge and ask God to help us. I appreciate the opportunity for the prayer that you did as you opened up. And what I have been discovering literally in recent days is I know this, but we can't exhaust God. And I said to some people this weekend, I feel like I'm in my doula bag again. I told a young lady, I'm coming to pull what's in you out. And she was like, oh, and I mean, Holy Spirit is just doing it. But it's as a result of me getting out of my way and resisting, just sitting on this work is there, but we have to step up to it. And so whatever it is that's contending against us, I thank God for Jehovah Gabor, who contends against those things that contend against us. But we're going to have to get up and participate in the work. So thank you for this sobering charge and this message this morning. I love you, and I'm looking forward to encounters with angels.
Amen. Expect them. They've been on high alert here. I'm like, oh, okay. That was cute. Sometimes I don't even notice. I'm just praying that I don't miss an opportunity to be able to acknowledge God. I caught it. I see it. I caught it. I understand. Amen. Anybody else?
Dion. Mm-hmm. Elmia,
hey.
I just want to say this morning, I do appreciate you and declare victory. I thank God for you. I thank God for declare victory, the whole crew, anybody that's even listened to it. I mean, just listen to it. I thank God for you. And I love this passage of scripture. Where Rhoda went to the door, but didn't open it. I love it. I guess it sometimes it reminds me of myself. But for anybody that don't know it, I turned 83 on yesterday. Thank you.
Amen.
And back then, I'm in North Carolina. I'm in the country, raised by a country woman and man. And unfortunately, they didn't learn a lot, and they didn't know a lot, so they couldn't teach a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for them teaching me what they knew and doing what they knew to do. And I don't know if my bashfulness came from there or where it came from, but I don't usually say anything to anybody. I'll say hello to you, and then my mouth is closed unless you say something to me. But I do want to thank you guys, every one of you, for being you, just being you. And I feel like this morning that I could reach out to each and every one of you if I needed to.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you, God, for you. I don't mean to take up your time, but I
You're fine, Ma.
Stop and praise God for every one of you. I know some of you don't know me. Most of you don't know me. But just the fact that Dion saw, I don't know why she saw in me, to make me mother this call. I do so.
And that you are. That
so,
you are, Mother.
And I feel, I guess I'm a little wimp because I feel like all of you are my children.
Well, as you should.
I just wanted to let you know this morning how much I appreciate every one of you.
Amen.
Every one of you. Every male, every female. And I know we don't have no in-betweens, but...
And if we did, we'd love them, too.
Love you, too.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Bless God for you.
Amen.
We love you, too, Mama Lee. I just have to say that. I love you. And let me tell you something. It's a trip how we be feeling like we don't know each other, but I feel like I know you. I do. Mm-hmm. Your spirit, your testimony, your sound, it always just touches my spirit every single time. So it brings me joy. You know, it pulls me, you know, when you be speaking. So I just want to let you know I love you. Chloe, I love your mama.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Amen.
Hey,
amen. Thank you again for that. Hey, good morning, girl.
Good morning. All of a sudden,
I had this thought.
Listen, I had this thought that if Mama Lee lived down the street, we could call and say, Mama, we coming over, and she'd
we
have
on our way.
Biscuits and some fried chicken and some cabbage and some macaroni and cheese and some red beans and rice and all kinds of good sweet things. They would just always be ready and available for us. And if we needed a good old hug, we could get it from her. Thank you for hugging us this morning, Mama Lee Omia.
Thank you for allowing me to. And it wouldn't be chicken, it would be fish.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. On the day that we are fasting, well, I'm going to go on mute.
Right. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, well, y'all already know I ain't gonna be the dead horse, and I absolutely got some things I could be doing. My flight doesn't
Well, before
leave,
you
I,
go, this is
hey.
Bree. Good morning. Trying to get myself in the car now. I'm
Bree.
Thinking about biscuits.
Right.
I love biscuits and molasses. Y'all can divide my fish. I just let me get your biscuits.
Right. Can I get your biscuits, please, and a little molasses, please, and thanks.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
Right.
I might enjoy you this morning, as everyone shared. I just want to let you know we're praying for traveling grace and mercy be upon you, and I'm looking forward to you getting back, and you ain't even left yet. Hurry up and come on back. I miss you.
Very
I love
good,
you.
Very good.
And I am
I
praying
you.
For Tia's transformation.
Come on.
I can't wait to hear. Listen, take a video so we can scream and holler.
I'm like, send me a picture. I ain't going to show nobody. Just send me a picture. I ain't going to show nobody.
Right. That part.
So standing with you in prayer. Standing with you and believing God for that miracle. That's it. I love
right.
you.
I love you too, sis. Anybody else?
Hey, Dion. This ain't Maddie. Hey. This is Diddy Fool. But listen, my angel encounter has been on so listen. These angels, like, this angel alert is on a
high. Was
that
Maddie? That is Maddie.
Because Mother Leomia said ain't no in-betweens, but I'm there to record. There might be in-between, Mother. There was in-between. I felt the in-between spirit.
I hate my friend. Brittany, you get on my
nerves. Wait, I was just going to say, Brittany, now you know you playing right now because you know all my mind went to a whole nother location.
See, Sabrina, ooh, let me say what Lord. I got to say because I, Dion, all I want you to do is videotape Tia when she electrocuted. That's all I want to say.
Exactly. Right. So you won't be by yourself? You so ghetto. You just want to see Tia's electrocution, you rude. Because you already know it's about to be on. That's heck of funny.
Tell her don't touch the jacket. She'll be
don't touch the jacket. Don't touch the jacket, Tia. Tia, leave the jacket completely alone. Oh, God. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. I've been trying to get myself off mute for a minute, but this is Kimra. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Kimra.
Good
morning.
Say, I definitely wish you traveling grace, mercy, all that good stuff. And just thank you for your word. It is confirming what God is, what I'm already witnessing and seeing. This is definitely a time, if I can encourage you, there are petitions that we put out before the Lord that we need to pick back up and expect to see things that we've prayed for years ago happen and manifest. This is definitely one of those suddenly seasons. So I just want to say, trust that word that was delivered this morning. It is absolutely accurate. It is absolutely true because God is already doing some things right now. I hope y'all have a good day.
There is actually, I don't know if she may not be ready to tell it yet, but there is a testimony on the call. I want to say this right before I get ready to release the call. Who you are connected to matters, right? Who you are connected to matters. There are gates that will begin to open as soon as you start to connect with the community that God has assigned you to. And let me say this really quickly. This is, you guys know I'm not big at all on asking for an offering. I'm not interested in that. But this is the type of word that you sow a seed into. If it's $5, if whatever it is, I wouldn't sow $5, especially where I come and I eat good food and I learn how to live. But this is a good word to sow into. It's fertile ground. Seeing things in the spirit has the power to be life-altering. Spending time with people who look to see things in the spirit and being connected to them, it shifts the trajectory of your life. I'm not telling you, it's not kinda. Who you are connected to matters. Who you are connected to matters. And so that being said, I'd extend an invitation for you to prepare for a harvest. I'm not talking about what I think. I'm talking about what I know. Declare victory is good ground. It would bless you to seed here. It is literally life-altering, and I'm not saying it because God gave me responsibility to steward over it. There are some things that are going to start taking place in the immediate future where we can be a storehouse for people in our local communities, and hopefully the same movement will happen in the other states that we're connected to, that it's going to happen here. But when I get home from this trip, I'll have some further instruction. But just as I get downloads, definitely a good day to sow. So that being said, you guys, listen, if nobody else has anything, I pray that you go and you grow in love, that you be the Jesus that somebody needs to
see that this word starts to saturate even the eyes of your understanding, that you would expect more, that you would believe better, and that you would begin to even exceed your own expectations in looking for God to show up in your life in supernatural ways, that he would be glorified, that he would be lifted up and draw all men unto him. And that being said, you guys have an amazing, amazing day. We'll meet back here at 5 p.m. There is a emotionally healthy spirituality class this evening. I'll be teaching right before I get ready to go to the airport. So I'll see you guys then. If not, I'll see you others at 5. And if not, I'll hear you guys tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day, you guys.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Blessed day.